It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff, the best way to start your sports weekend. Now, here's Dave Benton.
Good morning. Welcome in. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Scott's had some solid Twitters going on this weekend, talking about the draft and everything to do with the NFL draft. We'll get to that, obviously. We'll also talk plenty of Michigan State football. Spring game today, 1:30. We'll have Joe Rexroad on with us from Lansing State Journal at 10:30, talking about everything spring game. We'll talk Tigers, we'll talk Red Wings and their overtime loss last night, getting absolutely dominated by the San Jose Sharks. And we'll talk a little Jim Tressel, but we're going to start today, and we'll just kind of roll with it. This is kind of going to be a roll with it Saturday, see what happens, what we have to talk about. And we're going to talk about the draft to start with, because the Detroit Lions, in my opinion, missed a huge opportunity to make this team playoff ready this year. Now, I'm not one to evaluate players when they get drafted because I wasn't at the combine. I didn't see him work out for the team. I wasn't in the interview. So I'm not going to sit here and say who was valued at what on a draft board because we don't know that. Nobody knows that. Nobody in the media knows that. And if they say they know that before the fact, they're lying. Because no team in the NFL is going to tell a Chris Mortensen or a Peter King what they're actually thinking with the draft. So it's all speculation. I'm not one to criticize the talent of a player. A guy like Titus Young may be just as good as advertised. But I have a hard time believing that's what the Detroit Lions needed. It took me a while to warm up to the Nick Fairley pick. You can't really argue with me. I don't think there's any point anybody could tell me that I don't think they should have taken Prince Amukamara with that first pick. They should have taken him. They needed a cornerback. He was there. He fell to them. He fell into their lap, and they didn't take him. However, I could see the value of taking Nick Fairley. There's a couple reasons why Nick Fairley is solid. First of all, he's a top five talent that drops to 13. And when top five talent drops down to 13, it's hard to pass somebody like that up. Second, he makes the Detroit Lions possibly the best interior defensive line for the next 10 years in the NFL if he pans out. And even if he doesn't pan out fully, you're still talking about a three-man rotation at defensive tackle that includes Ndamukong Suh and Corey Williams, who were a pretty solid defensive tackle tandem last year, and now you throw in Nick Fairley. And number three, by adding Nick Fairley, the Detroit Lions have something that they haven't had since Barry Sanders, and that's a marketable part of their team. They can go to an ESPN or a CBS and a Fox. And when Fox promos a game, including the Detroit Lions, they have something to point to that people recognize. Call them whatever you want. Obviously, it's a Bash Brothers type of mentality now. When you have Fairley and Sue, you have marketability with this team. And you've also created an image of what this team is. They're a blue-collar team. They're an in-the-trenches team, and that's what Jim Schwartz wants, and that's what the Lions are going to get with that pick with Fairley. Do I think Amukamara was the correct pick there? Yes. However, because of value, I was coming around to the pick of Nick Fairley. I really was. I think that their interior line is going to be fantastic. Try running on that, Adrian Peterson. However, right around 7:05 last night, my feeling on the pick of Nick Fairley and everything else going on with the draft for the Detroit Lions sort of shifted. Because the bottom line is, they take Titus Young, who's a talented wide receiver. There's no doubt about it. But you had guys on that board that the Detroit Lions needed. What did they need? When we went into this draft, what could the Detroit Lions not do? They couldn't protect Matthew Stafford, and they couldn't cover anybody. After last night's third round, what was it the Detroit Lions couldn't do? They still couldn't protect Matthew Stafford, and they still couldn't cover anybody. And that's a huge issue. What this team needed in this draft were players that could come in immediately, improve the team, and make them playoff ready next year, or this year, whatever you want to call it. I call it next year, even though technically we're talking about this upcoming season. And when you have guys on the board that can help out, when you have a guy like Raheem Moore who could be a fantastic tandem safety with Lewis Delmas, when Brandon Harris from Miami is still on the board, who may not be a shutdown corner, but he's a nickel corner at worst, and you need depth at cornerback. When Daquan Bowers is there and you can make the defensive line that much more scary, when you've got Kyle VandenBosch, Nick Fairley, Ndamukong Suh, and Daquan Bowers, now coverage isn't as much of an issue because you're going to be able to get sacks with that edge rush from Daquan Bowers. He had fallen to them. There is a lot of guys in this draft that they could have taken. And when it was all said and done, they had a receiver in Titus Young who is probably going to end up being their third slot receiver, possibly a deep threat like they want. And Michael LeSure is a Michael LeSure, Scott.
I've seen it both. I'm
going to go with Michael. I was pretty sure it was Michael LeSure, but whatever the case, so go with LeSure, who could be a 15-carry back, could be a 20-carry game back to help out Javid Best, but that's not what you needed. You didn't need that. They could have ended last night with a starting defensive tackle, starting defensive end, in either starting corner or safety. Or a mixture of the two. Let's say they take Amuka Mara with the first pick. And then you take Bowers and Brandon Harris. Or Raheem Moore and Bowers. Whatever you want to do. I'm going to say that they missed a huge opportunity to make this team playoff competitive next year.
The problem that I have is, you look at all these teams who are trading back, like the Redskins, traded back, got tons of picks. The Browns, traded back, got tons of picks from the Falcons. The Patriots do it every year. What do we always talk about with the Patriots? They stockpile picks, they find guys. So now we still have those openings for the Detroit Lions, and they have two picks left in the draft because they gave up a third round, a fourth round. They didn't have a sixth round, and then they moved back in the fifth and seventh.
I was fine trading up in the draft because I thought they were going to go get Brandon Harris. I thought that's what they were going to do. And I think they looked at the cornerback crop, this was what I thought they were thinking, which clearly was incorrect. I thought they looked at the cornerback crop, realized Brandon Harris was really the last good corner of the bunch, and I thought they had traded up to go get him. And when they didn't, and they took LeSure, I immediately started wondering, why did we trade that pick? We have way more needs than a running back that may or may not be a 15-carry back.
That's the thing. Michael LeSure could be really good, but I don't look to him to be the next Adrian Peterson or anything like that. Obviously, drafting the second round is a little bit different, but he's not even going to be your full-time starter. So why do you spend so much to go out and get him?
They could have had three defensive starters by the end of the night last night. Three defensive starters. And whatever mixture of Amuka Mara, Raheem Moore, Nick Fairley, Daquan Bowers, and Brandon Harris you want to call, they could have had three starters. And like I said, I'm willing to look at that Nick Fairley pick as a solid pick. Because when you've got top five talent and you fall to 13 and you can have the marketability of Sue and Fairley there on your defensive line and the intimidation of that and to help out Kyle VandenBosch, I'm okay with that. But then when you go and draft two offensive players on a team that finished 13th in passing last year without a quarterback, that to me is not smart value, and that to me is not smart drafting.
I like Titus Young. I think he's a good player.
I do
player.
Too. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not questioning the talent of these guys.
Oh, yeah. I like him not as the second, and as your top second round pick, like the number 12 pick in the second round. I'm not surprised to see the Lions take him. That is what they needed, was a speed guy. But whenever I saw that that's what they needed, it was kind of, you can look way down the list to even a D3 guy who's got some speed, a track guy who can extend the field. Granted, Titus Young is a better player than those guys. He can actually catch after he's running fast down the field. But, I mean, it's like you said, they had needs elsewhere. And there's one thing to be drafting the best player available, which is what the GM Martin Mayhew said. You're not drafting the best player available when you make a trade up to get somebody.
No.
Because best player available is drafting Nick Fairley. That is definitely best player available at 13. They might have tried to trade down. We don't know. Took the best player. If you feel Titus Young is the best player in your second round, that's fine. Take him. That's best player available. But then you trade up to get another running back. That's not the best player available.
Well, I mean, technically it is the best player available.
Right.
Because you're trading up because you think other people are going to take that guy. So I disagree with you a little bit there, because if you're trading up, that means that on your board, he's the best player available and you're afraid somebody's going to take him.
But that's also going need-based. If you're trading up, that means you need that player too.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Here's the bottom line. If you take best player of it, the Lions are not the Baltimore Ravens. The Lions are not the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are not in a position where they should be helping out the depth at a certain position. And if they wanted to go best player available in the first round, you can't turn around and do it in the second round. You have to go needs, or vice versa. Maybe you take a Mukamara in the first round, and then second round, you go for best player available. I'm fine with that. Can't do it both rounds. Not when you have so many. Not when they haven't filled one need that they went into this offseason with through three rounds of drafting.
Well, it's so funny because after Thursday night, after the first round, the quote from pretty much everyone on the Lions was, well, we're drafting into our strength. That's why we drafted D-line. That's our strength. We're drafting into it. Well, you can say that wide receiver was a strength, I guess. I mean, you have Megatron Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
He is one of the best. But running back isn't your strength.
No.
And really, wide receiver wasn't your strength. You have one standout guy. And so they kind of just went against themselves with both days of the draft.
Yeah, and I'm okay with taking something like the defensive line and saying, let's make it not just great, but elite. I'm okay with that. But at some point, even if you have an elite defensive line, if you don't have corners that can stay with a receiver for more than a second and a half, if you don't have linebackers and can cover a running back in the flat, it doesn't matter if your defensive line is that good. It will help, but the bottom line is if your back seven is as bad as the Detroit Lions' back seven was last year, and you don't do one thing to improve it in the draft, all you're doing is sidestepping. You're not taking a step forward. You're taking a step sideways. And off of a 6-10 season with a quarterback that we don't know if he's going to be healthy, that we don't know what his future is, it's way too risky to be bolstering into the offense when you have needs at defense and you don't know what you're going to have after next year. Let's talk more about it next weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.